could get awkward. Wait.
Those are.
Wait, did you?
Sure. This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Does it actually sound like I'm that drunk, though?
Just here and there.
Okay. Good. So I've recently moved into...
Welcome to... This could get awkward.
I thought, like, we could blow past just that. Well, like, we can do that again.
Want to start again? Okay. Insert intro here. Okay. Just jump right into it.
Hey, I'm Janelle.
I'm Sam. Thanks for joining us.
On This Could Get Awkward. Okay, so I am currently living in a new apartment because I just recently moved. And I know we had mentioned this in a couple episodes ago because we were talking about how our parents are just like so overbearing. And like, oh my God, I need to help you do everything, even though like you're like a grown ass adult and you're like 30 years old.
And you're like, Mom, stop. But also thank you, because that's very nice.
But like mostly I was like, Mom, thank you. Oh my gosh, Dad, you're amazing.
Yeah.
Because literally my apartment right now would be in fucking shambles. My parents are literal champions. They came here. They drove like six to eight hours. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure, because depending on like the traffic and everything that they would have ran into. That's how far they drove up, and they came up here, and they literally like just like I felt like I worked them to the bone when they came up here, but I wasn't like trying to. But my parents are just like those kind of people that are just like, let's do it, let's get it done. And so we painted the entire apartment, and I'm not just talking like just the walls. Like my boyfriend and I had painted the baseboards.
The windows, the bathtub, the mirrors.
Like, not even joking, minus the bathtub, we painted everything in this fucking apartment, and it looks so much better. And like, I feel like they probably spent, you know, 4 to 5 days up here. Aww. And I hadn't seen them in 6 months. And literally, whoa, they came up here, and of course it was like, you know, like, hey, like, I love you, like, let's catch up a little bit. But it was like, let's get this shit done. Like, we want you to have an incredible place to live. Like, we want you to be comfortable. Like, we want you to blah, 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 blah. And so, like, my parents are just, like, the greatest people in the world, and they just, like, went gung-ho on it, and, like, I tried to, like, repay them. And you know when you try to, like, repay parents or, like, maybe other people who are, you know, like, who just, like, are trying to, like, do you a favor? You're like, no, no, I'll take you out for dinner, or, like, I'll do this for you, or I'll, like, buy you this. We, like, went out, and I was like, yeah, we would love to, you know, get everything to have like a great charcuterie board for us to all enjoy, like on the Saturday night, the last night they were going to be there. And sure enough, my mom bought half the shit for the, the board. And I'm like, Mom, that's not the idea for this. Like, we're supposed to be treating you guys and whatever. But we did have some interesting kind of things happen in our move. So this is the first time that I have ever had literally anyone like pack up and move my own stuff, because I've never had a budget for it before.
Yeah.
And I know that you've had like similar you've had people move your belongings before. This is
actually when we moved here, remember I left early to start my new job, and in that 2 week period it was Spencer who moved everything. He had to pack everything. It's awesome.
You helped him out a little bit in advance.
Sure. Yeah, a little bit.
Honestly though, this was like, I was just like, everyone like kept asking me like, oh, have you been packing up some bags? And I'm like, nope. Mover's doing it all. Mover's doing it all. So we had some sort of miscommunication with the movers, of course. Like, this actually was, it was supposed to be the best experience of my life, but it was also kind of the worst.
I don't understand, why was it supposed to be the best?
Well, because I've always had to move my own self. Like, I've always had to pack my own boxes, put it into some sort of trailer, or rent a trailer van or whatever it is.
So it's supposed to be good because you weren't supposed to have to do any of it.
Yes. All I had to do was call and, like, get somebody hired to do the job. So okay. I had done all of that and I thought it was all going to be great. And then I like messaged the person who I had set everything up with. And I was like, okay, so you guys are coming on Wednesday to pack everything. And then you're coming on Thursday to like literally move everything out of the apartment. Right. And she's like, no, we're coming on Thursday to pack everything. We're moving everything out on Friday. And I was like, oh, like I need to get the hell out of this province by like noon because I have like an 8-hour drive ahead of me to get to like my next destination. And then I'm literally hopping on a plane the next day to go on like a week-long vacation because we were able to time it properly. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh yeah, like it should be fine. You shouldn't have to worry about it. Like no problem. For sure they should be out by noon. I was like, okay. So Thursday rolls around. They pack everything up. And like, fantastic. And then Friday rolls around. And my boyfriend is the one who's at home still, like, with the movers. And I'm at work at my literal last day of work. And he's like, the movers, their truck, there's something wrong with their truck. Their truck's broken. And I was like, are you kidding me? And he's like, yep. And so they weren't able to get a truck up and running for 2 hours. Oh, it took them 2 hours. So they didn't get to our house until 2 hours later. And then when they did get people to our house, which our apartment isn't the easiest place to move out of. It is a third floor apartment. So you have like this crazy with, like, narrow staircases.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's outside. This is winter in Canada. Like it's December or like late November in Canada. So it's not good conditions and it is outside. And I was so frustrated. And the two guys that they sent is an old fucking man and some guy who has fucked up knees and a bad back. Like he literally told us these details. He's like, oh yeah, I got a bad back and like my knees are all bunged up. And I'm like,
dude,
great.
Get a different job.
So when we were supposed to leave at noon, we didn't leave until like 2:30. So like we got on the road almost 3 hours late. And I was just like so frustrated. And
yeah,
I guess like to put this all into like a wrapped up package. By the time everything, there was a big mix up of like when everything was supposed to show up. They're like, oh yeah, like the stuff's gonna show up here. And I'm like, no, you told me it was gonna show up a day later. I'm not home then. Like I'm literally out of the country then. She's like, oh, well then you're gonna have to put it in storage. And I was like, well, I'm not paying to put it in storage. You either put it in storage at your cost or you deliver it when you said you were going to deliver it when I'm going to be here. And so like at the end of the day, they put it in storage and it ended up coming and I had to call a couple of times in order to get that all figured out because nobody was letting me know when my stuff was arriving.
Moving is such a bitch.
When it finally arrived, so many things were broken.
Oh no.
So, like, aww, our main dresser for our bedroom, there's a drawer that's completely broken.
Oh, man.
And it's, like, scuffed up. One of our mirrors got completely shattered and, like, smashed.
What the fuck? What moving company was this?
Another piece of, like, this is, like, this really cool piece of artwork that my mom had brought back from Africa. It was, like, this cool, like, carved out giraffe. Both the legs broken off of it.
Oh my god, what the hell? Like, you guys literally had one job.
I know. I was so freaking mad. And anyways, I've filed a complaint with these people and like I haven't heard back from them. So like I don't know what kind of like stuff we're gonna get be reimbursed, but I'm like, nothing. This is the worst. I would rather move myself.
Yeah, oh almost. My god, moving is such a nightmare. It never goes smoothly.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess everything's like okay, and like it's not that it's, nothing's like horribly wrong and whatever, like there are a few broken things and you know it's fine. It was just kind of frustrating to deal with. Like it was the first time I've ever dealt with like moving company, but you know, I've started a new job now, so that's interesting. I literally like don't know what I'm doing every single day. Like I don't know, when you started your new job, did you have some sort of proper training for it?
Oh yeah, my orientation was like 2 weeks of intense meet everybody, learn everything. It was very well done. It was a lot, but it was well done.
I've had orientation and like training and stuff like that, but like with three people. And there's like probably 60 people in my building and I have no idea who anyone is. Oh, I'm just like, I'm just like walking into work and I'm like, everyone's probably thinking like, are you even allowed to be in here? Because we have secret passes or we have like certain codes and everything like that to get into the doors. And I'm like, oh, everyone probably thinks like, who the hell is this girl? And I'm like, oh,
I keep forgetting that you live where you live. And I'm so excited every time I remember. I'm like, oh, I know what she's talking about. I'm going to be there so much.
So moving's fun.
Can I tell you about my friend's poop?
That sounds gross, but okay.
Okay. So one of my like really good friends, I really, really, really think she's awesome. Okay, so side note, when you were talking about those people that you like try to give them money and then they like, it's like, they're like, no, and whatever. One time her and her husband brought me and Scotch to our friend's cabin weekend and I was trying to give them like $50 for gas money. And they wouldn't take it. They wouldn't take it. So I just like snuck it into one of their bags. And then she like found it later and was like, we found this like $50, you bitch. Like, why'd you give it to us kind of a thing. And then the next time she came over, she had bought me like stuff with that $50. She bought me like, gorgeous wine glasses, a cool kind of beer, like lip chap, gum. She was just like, bought me stuff with that money. I was like, you're ridiculously amazing. Anyway, so that's who she is. She's awesome, and I love her a lot. And her husband spend a lot of time with us. They're the MCs at our wedding.
Oh, lovely.
They're fantastic. So anyways, they were over recently, and my friend, whose name I won't say so I don't embarrass her, went to use the bathroom. She was in there for, like, a while, but, like, didn't care or think anything of it or, like, whatever. I was, like, assumed she was pooping. Don't care, really. and then she came out of the bathroom and whatever. We were all hanging out still. And then later, like hours later, after they left, I went to go use the bathroom. And it had like a really bad smell.
Like but hours later?
Yes. Like it was like quite a bit of time later. And it stunk so bad. But it didn't smell just like poop. Like it smelled like I was pretty sure something had like broken with our toilet. Or like something was happening like that was bad. And I was like, oh my God, Spencer, I think like our toilet's backing up somewhere or like something weird is happening in here. What do we do? So then we were like, let's freaking clean everything. So we like cleaned the toilet. We had like, Spencer was pouring like chemicals down it. Like we were just doing all of this stuff. And then I was still pretty sure we had like the fan going and I was still pretty sure like something was wrong with our toilet. But we were like, we did all this cleaning stuff. We closed the bathroom door and we turned the fan on and we were like, okay, we'll just see about it in the morning. But I was like worried about us all dying in our sleep because of some weird like bathroom gas situation. So in the morning we go in, it smells totally fine. It just smells like cleaning products. The smell is gone. And so we were like, man, she just took like a really stinky shit to the point that we thought our bathroom was in trouble. That's how stinky her shit was.
That's gross. Do you have, like, a code that, like, you won't do number two in public places or, like, at other people's houses?
No, I'll shit anywhere. I have to shit on your shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, people who have that code, they're like, no, I can only do that in the privacy of my own home. Like, there's something wrong with you. Like, your bowels shouldn't poop be able anywhere to control themselves. Like
yeah.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah.
At least that's the way I feel.
That's how I feel. That's how I live my life.
I think it's weird when people are like, no, I can't go in public bathrooms. I'm like,
as I've gotten older, I've cared less and less. I do remember a day, like, back in the day, being, like, super self-conscious about, like, noises the toilet would make, even just peeing. Now I'm like, I don't, like, that's why we're all here.
Okay, I actually have a story to share with you about, like, my first week of, like, week at work. So we had, like, this meeting. Like, we were supposed to have a meeting with, like, the big boss. And so I was kind of like trying a little bit to kill some time before like we got into this meeting. And it was like 5 minutes to, and one of the other guys who was like a coworker of mine who I knew was supposed to be like going into this meeting, he was like, yeah, like he got up and I was like, oh, are you going to so-and-so's office? And he was like, yep, I'm just gonna like put some cream in my coffee and I'm gonna go. And I was like, okay. And so I was like, I'll saunter over to the boss's office. Like, it's 4 minutes to when our meeting's supposed to be. And then I awkwardly walked past his office. And, like, he was on the phone, and I was like, oh, God, I can't be in here. I can't be in here. And so, like, I walked past, and I walked past again. And then I went into the bathroom, and then there were a couple other women in there already. And I was like, oh, my God, I went pee, like, 10 minutes ago. Like, I don't have to go pee. So I walked into a stall, and I just stood there for, like, 3 minutes. And then I flushed the toilet. And then I walked out.
A pretend pee.
Yeah, and I washed my hands. I did a pretend pee. Like, especially, like, new coworkers. I was like, girl, like, I don't want to look weird.
Okay, my concern is, like, if this happened yesterday, actually, I had to poop so bad. And I was, like, in a meeting, and I was like, okay, don't shit yourself as soon as this meeting's over. Like, you can go poo. So the meeting was over, and I was like, okay, beelined it to the bathroom. But there was, like, a couple coworkers were, like, had caught each other in the hallway and were, like, chit-chatting outside of the bathroom. And I knew that my poo wasn't going to be, like, a quick, easy one. So then I was, like, so worried about if they happened to still be talking there, like, after I came out, if it had, like, been a long time, they would know I was in there pooping that whole time. And I was, like, all worried about it. But then I was, like, whatever. Like, it is what it is. I'm just going to shit. And then I had my poop. And then when I came out of the bathroom, they weren't there. So it didn't matter anyways.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I'll say one more thing.
All right.
So I was, like, working in my office today, just, like, as I usually do, and a woman came by who, like, doesn't usually, like, we interact a lot, but she doesn't usually come to my office. So she, like, pokes her head in the door, and she was like, haha, are you for real? Like, oh my God, you're so close to your screen, which is hilarious because I get that a lot.
She has no idea, like, your condition.
And I was like, well, I'm vision impaired. And she was like, what good are your glasses? And just, I could tell that she was like a little bit, oh crap, like I could tell she had a moment where it was like, oh crap, I now realize that I made fun of her for her, like, vision impairment. So it's like people have to decide, are they like, oh no, I'm so sorry, I had no idea, or do they, like, take it further and make it, like, keep making fun of me? And that's where she went. And then she was like, you need to get better glasses. And I was like, they're doing the best they can. And then I was just like, and I was kind of just like, okay, like, you're, like, really making fun of me. And, like, I just was like, oh. And then she's like, started just asking questions about it instead, like, tried to, like, change directions to a more, like,
be more endearing or something.
It's pretty funny. And I really like her, so it's, like, totally fine or whatever, but it's so funny. And then I always love when I, like, someone was trying to show me something on their phone the other day, and they have, like, super small font, so I, like, basically put my nose against their screen. And she was like, oh, Mike, do you really have to get that close? And I was like, oh yeah, I do, like, I have, like, this vision impairment. She's like, oh my God, I'm such an asshole. And then we departed from each other, and I heard her, like, go talk to a bunch of other people. She's like, I'm such a freaking asshole, and, like, told them what happened. It's so funny how people react.
I'm glad that, like, you take it lightheartedly, though, like, because another person would, like, take it super, like, wrong, like, you know, like, would, like, be, like, super insecure about it. Like, at least, like, you're able to laugh about it.
Well, yeah,
because it's probably super common, or, like, I don't know, maybe not super common, but, like, it happens enough that, like,
it happens all the time.
Yeah,
so that's a little hoot and a half.
Cool.
Cool. I have so many awkward things I want to tell you that I can't share on the podcast. Which sucks. All the best stuff I can't actually share.
I can't wait to hear it in real life.
Well, but hit stop recording and buckle in. Oh, wait, let's say bye and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
The after show. What did we even talk about? Moving and stuff. Okay, whatever. Just, like, if you want to engage
the worst part, like, what's the worst part about starting a new job?
Sure.
Or the most awkward part about starting a new job?
The most awkward thing that happened to you at a new job?
Let us know. Yeah, you can message us on our Twitter, which is @TCGAPodcast, on Facebook, This Could Get Awkward.
You can email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. If you need a reply sooner than 3 weeks from when you send that, don't email us. But we love to hear from you in any way, so do that.
I'll chat with you next week.
Bye.
Bye.